There's a quiet pressure at the beginning of a year to know what's coming, to know what to choose, to know who you're becoming. We call it planning. We call it intention. But underneath it, there's often fear of uncertainty, because not knowing can feel unsafe. But prophecy has never been about certainty. It has never been about predicting outcomes or controlling the future. True prophecy is about listening before clarity forms. It's about sensing direction before language arrives. And today, the first Mystical Minds episode of 2026, we're opening the year by redefining what prophecy actually is, why ancient cultures trusted it, why modern people doubt it, and how intuition still speaks even when we've forgotten how to listen. Because prophecy doesn't come from the future, it comes from alignment with the present. Hello, everybody, and I'd like to welcome you to Mystical Minds Podcast. I'm your host, Allie Thies. I'm a psychic, an energy worker, and a soul connection specialist. Over the years, I've written 8 books, with book 9, Soulful Connections, scheduled for release in 2026. I've been walking the mystical path since childhood, and now I help others reconnect with their true selves through intuitive readings, soul work, and the safe, sacred space of the Mystical Minds community. This podcast is your invitation to explore the magical, metaphysical, and the wildly mysterious side of life. From energy healing to spirit guides, soulmates to sacred rituals, nothing is off limits here. So grab your tea, light a candle, and let's dive into this mystery together. Hello, hello. We are on season number 2, episode 1. What a great way to start off 2026. I hope you had a very nice holiday season, that you had a safe and magical New Year's Eve and New Year's Day, because we're going to hit the ground running this year. Oh no, I hear a cat meowing. What's the matter, baby? What's the matter? Oh, this isn't good. I'll be right back, guys. Well, I am not sure what that was. All 12 cats looked at me with innocence on their face. So, in case you didn't know, yeah, I have 12 cats and a dog. The poor dog. Her name is Karma. And she does her best to try to live with these cats. Yes, let's move forward, shall we? We have the card of the week, and it doesn't matter if you listen to this card of the week today or 5 years from now. This card is for you for the week. And we're using the Moonology Oracle cards by Yasmin Bolan. And let's see what we draw for the week, shall we? All right. See what our card of the week is. I'm sure it'll be interesting for sure. Hello, Zena. She's one of the cats. How you doing, honey? She usually joins me for Mystical Minds, meetings with clients, the whole nine yards. So let's see what our card is for the week. Let's choose this one. And we have the end of a tough cycle approaches. Oh, thank God. Full moon in Capricorn. And as you know, we just had the full moon in Cancer this past Saturday. I believe it was the first supermoon of the year. So, we're coming up to the end of a tough cycle. Well, that's good. It doesn't mean that it's here yet, but it does mean that the tough cycle we have been experiencing, which basically is 2025, the dumpster fire, is coming to an end, and that things will be a bit better for people, probably after this week. If the end of the tough cycle approaches, and that's for this week, so we need to get ready for a bit more breathing, right? A bit more self-care. I mean, 2025 has been rough for a majority of the population. Okay, not everybody. Not everyone's had a rough 2025. Some people did very well. But for the majority, it has been a very difficult year. Myself included. Because 9 years usually are, right? 9 years are about closing out, things dropping away that no longer will suit your future. And it's usually things that we want to hold on to. It's like, why is it going away? I don't understand it. Correct? I mean, when I had to stop going to school, starting with the spring semester of 26, it's like, well, why take me this far up to my dissertation and then take school away from me? You know, didn't really make sense. It still doesn't make sense, but the universe knows more than I do, as the universe knows more than you do when it comes to your lives. So a nine year is difficult for most. A 1 year, which is what 26 is full of promise, new beginnings, fresh starts. It can be starting from zero again, having what happened in the previous 9 years being washed away. So the fact that I pulled this card, the end of a tough cycle approaches, it's good for everybody. Okay, so make those plans. Don't make resolutions. Nobody ever follows through with a resolution past the first month of the year. Okay, set goals that you know are attainable. Like for me, one of my goals for 26 was that Soulful Connections was finally going to get published. And it is. It's an attainable goal. Another attainable goal I have is to you work more in Mystical Minds for both the free group and the paid group. That's a definite doable, right? So do something that you know you can achieve if you put your mind to it. You can ask for $1 million. I mean, why not? Who knows how you'll get it? But, you know, you could put that as one of your goals. You don't need to make it your main goal, but it can be a goal. You know, maybe starting with 100,000. I'm going to have an extra 100,000 this year is a good place to start. 100,000 is a bit more doable to your brain and to your energy than 1 million, unless you're already a millionaire. See? All right. So not a bad card at all. The end of a tough cycle approaches. We can move ahead. Now I've got 3 cats sitting here. Guys, you have taken over my desk and they want attention. We've got Mr. Leroy Jethro Gibbs. We have Xena. And Sweet Pea. Sweet Pea is Xena's mama. And if you have been following me for a long time, if you remember the podcast Ask Allie, Darren was always one of my cats that would show up. Well, Mr. Leroy Jethro Gibbs is a spitting image, just a bit smaller than Darren was. So now he seems to be my cat going into 26. Let's move forward with the mystical item of the week, which is the inner oracle. Excuse me, guys. What did you guys do with my mouse? You guys really have to move. My desk isn't as big as it used to be. So the inner oracle opening. Okay. This is not a ritual. It's not a tool, not a practice that you need to perform. It's really what I would call an orientation. An inner shift that says, I am willing to notice before I interpret. Prophecy doesn't begin with answers. It begins with being receptive. Across history, oracles weren't valued because they were so dramatic. They were valued because they were still enough to receive messages. The inner oracle opening is about returning to that stillness, not to see the future, but to hear what is already forming. So the inner oracle opening will take you about a minute. Do this once a day. Okay, this is only once a day. Pause and ask yourself quietly, what am I already sensing but not naming? And I want you to notice, is there a pull, a hesitation, a repeated thought, a body-based knowing? You don't want to analyze it. You don't want to translate it. You don't want to turn that into a plan. You just want to acknowledge, I hear you. And that's it. Prophecy doesn't require action. It requires permission. And again, for about a minute a day, pause what you're doing and ask yourself quietly, what am I already sensing? All right, what am I already sensing, but not naming? And then notice, is there a pull in a certain direction? Is something pulling you? Is there a hesitation? Is there a repeated thought? A body-based knowing? Okay, and you don't want to analyze it. You just want to acknowledge that you hear it. Now, when we think of prophecy, we imagine prediction because that's the way movies, Hollywood TV has always put it in front of us, right? It's all about fate, certainty, declarations of what will happen. That's what we imagine about prediction. But historically, prophecy was never about fixed outcomes. Ancient oracles didn't deliver instructions, they delivered signals. They were symbolic, layered, and really often inconveniently vague. Because prophecy wasn't meant to remove free will, it was meant to activate discernment. The oracle didn't tell you what to do, it showed you what was moving. Prophecy was an art of sensing. It sensed timing, alignment, readiness, and consequence. It spoke to patterns, not promises. Modern culture lost this nuance. We turned intuition into certainty and certainty into pressure. But prophecy has always lived in the space before decisions. Most people don't mistrust intuition because it's inaccurate. They mistrust it because it's quiet. Modern life nowadays, it rewards speed, explanation, proof, and immediacy. Intuition offers none of that. It arrives as a pause, a discomfort, a small pull, a sense of not yet, a feeling that you just can't justify. So people override it. They ask, well, does this make sense? Can I explain this? Will this look reasonable? And prophecy dissolves under scrutiny. Not because it was wrong, but because it was never meant to be interrogated. Intuition isn't a command. It's a signal. And signals require trust, not certainty. In ancient times, prophecy lived in temples. Today, it lives in the body. Your nervous system is constantly reading safety, coherence, alignment, and timing. Before your mind decides anything, your body already knows when something's premature, when something is complete, when something is misaligned, and when something is quietly calling you forward. This is modern prophecy. It's not dramatic visions, but regulation-based knowing. When people ignore intuition, it's often because they've been trained to override bodily signals. This year, Mystical Minds is not about opening portals prematurely. It's about restoring trust in the first signal, the one that arrives before explanation. Prophecy moves at the speed of integration, there we go, not urgency, not pressure, and not deadlines. When something is truly aligned, it does not demand immediate action. It waits until your identity can hold it, your nervous system can sustain it, your life can integrate it, and this is why forcing timelines often leads to burnout, confusion, or regret. And boy, do I know this one. Prophecy does not chase manifestation. It cooperates with readiness. When you slow down enough to listen, you stop mistaking anxiety for guidance. This is the difference between intuition and impulse. You don't need tools to be up to do to be able to talk and know prophecy. You need self-trust, emotional steadiness, a willingness to wait, and the capacity not to explain yourself prematurely. Living as a modern oracle means honoring what you sense before you act, letting clarity mature instead of forcing it, trusting timing more than urgency, choosing coherence over certainty, And this is not passive. It's deeply discerning. And the foundation for everything we're going to build in this month of 2026. So your soul work for the week, the oracle without answers. Instead of reflection or divination, try this. One, notice repetition. What keeps resurfacing? Thoughts, themes, curiosity? Notice resistance. What do you keep postponing without force? And number three, practice non-interpretation. Let the signals exist without meaning it. Prophecy matures when you stop interrogating it. This year doesn't ask you to predict the future. It asks you to listen differently, to trust what's forming before it speaks, to respect timing, to stop forcing certainty where discernment is required. Prophecy isn't about seeing what's coming. It's about staying aligned long enough to recognize it when it arrives. As we open 2026 together, Mystical Minds will not teach you how to chase destiny. It'll teach you how to recognize it quietly, steadily, and without fear. Stay open, stay grounded, and trust what you already know how to sense. Well, guys, that's a wrap on this episode of Mystical Minds. I hope it sparks something inside of you, a memory, a knowing, a nudge from your soul. Don't forget your soul work for the week. You'll find it under resources for episode. And if you loved what we explored today, don't keep it to yourself. Share this episode with someone who needs a little magic in their life. If you're craving more, join the Mystical Minds group. It's a safe, sacred space to explore everything from energy work to soul connections, intuition, spirit guides, and more. You'll find support, community, and your people. You can also book a private reading, energy work, or soul session with me anytime at outofbodyecstasy.com. I've got you whether you're seeking clarity, healing, or maybe a deeper connection to your soul path. And until next time, everyone, stay grounded, stay curious, and remember, endless possibilities, infinite you.